Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your Kingdom Coach and your host on this morning, coming to give God praise, glory, and honor as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord, he has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. We pray that everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. It was beautiful. The weather was beautiful over here on the East Coast. Amen. So we thank God for that. But guess what? Amen. Every day above ground is a good day. Amen. So maybe the weather wasn't all that good, what you consider to be good or what you would have preferred on your side. But nevertheless, amen, we were alive to experience it. So that's the blessing all in itself. Amen. And to God be praised. If this is your first time with us, amen, we pray it will not be your last. Amen. Glory be to God. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus and giving God praise. Amen. We serve a hot breakfast Monday through Saturdays. Amen. At 6 a.m., your spiritual breakfast. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then we come back on Sundays and give you a nice brunch. Amen. So you get the breakfast and the lunch on Sundays. We give you a double bubble. Amen. On Sundays. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. That our Sunday was beautiful. Amen. Saturday was beautiful. Today is beautiful. Everything is beautiful because God is beautiful. And everything that he does is beautiful, even when it doesn't look like it. Amen. Everything that the Lord does, amen, is beautiful. It's all good. Good. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus. We've been teaching over the last couple weeks, amen, on the signs of the times. Amen. Glory be to God. So that we hopefully from that teaching, you sort of know what the signs are. Glory be to God. You can confirm that the signs are already here. But glory be to God, there's not one sign that the Bible lists that has not transpired as of yet. Amen. And then after we have confirmed the signs, then we spent some time to make sure that we had the signs of a true believer, that our living was not in vain, that we wasn't fooling ourselves, because we definitely cannot fool God. And most of the time, you can't fool people either. You think you're fooling people, but, you know, we have been created with this discernment to see through people. Even without the gift of discernment, we can see right through you. And this is why when you speak from your spirit and from your heart, even though you might be stuttering a little bit and missing some words and using Ebonics, but people will relate to you because they know you're real. And people can pick up when you're real and when you're not. They can pick up when you're phony and when you're not. Glory be to God. So hopefully, amen, from that teaching, it gave all of us an opportunity to examine ourselves, to see where we're coming short, amen, to go back to the Lord and have a conversation through prayer, amen, so that we can get things right, amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. And so now that things are all right, now that we had an opportunity to examine ourselves, now that we had an opportunity to judge ourselves, now that we had a conversation to confirm, amen, to confess some sins, amen, glory be to God. Beloved, now it is a time to rejoice, amen, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. In the book of Psalms 102, Psalms 102. Psalms does not really have books. We go, like, we may say the third chapter of Matthew, but when you go into Psalms, they don't really have books, amen, it's because it's one big book in Psalms, amen. So we say the 102nd division. Psalms 102:13 reads, "Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Amen. The set time is come. Hallelujah. Now is the time. And this is what we want to encourage you with today through a word. Now is the time. We can start our week. We already high. Already high. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But now is the set time for us women, and those of us who have had children and bear children, amen, and we carry those children for 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, glory be to God, and happy, you know, to carry them in most cases, amen, but even more happier when the time comes that we might bring forth the birth, amen, delivery. The time has come. The water is broken. And let's do this thing. See, glory be to God. And so, amen, we want to bless the Lord. The Lord has said, now the time has come. Amen. And so we want to bless Jesus. Amen. Also in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, Ephesians 1, 17, it reads that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen, and the knowledge of him. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Glory be to God. Beloved, would you like to receive guidance from the Holy Spirit to help you make some important decision today? Most of us, with our lifestyles, we're making decisions all day long, from what we're going to cook, what we're going to wear, you know, what we're going to do. Glory be to God. And we make those decisions all day long. But there are some days, beloved, when there are some very important decisions that have to be made. And we see that Paul's prayer to the Ephesians church in our scripture today, beloved, is an important scripture for you to apply to your own life. And let me read it again. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The word wisdom in this verse, beloved, is a Greek word, is an old Greek word that was used to describe insight or wisdom not naturally attained. In other words, this is not natural human wisdom. We're not talking about natural human wisdom. We're talking about special insight, divine wisdom. And then Paul speaks about the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. Now, the word revelation refers to something that has been veiled or hidden for a long time, and then suddenly, almost instantaneously, becomes clear and visible to the mind or to the eye. Like, you know, it was there all the time, but you didn't see it. You didn't see it, right, until revelation came. It's like pulling the curtains out of the way so you can see what has always been just outside your window. Ever happened to anybody? Where did it come from? It was there all the time. It was there all the time. But when the curtains are drawn apart, beloved, you can suddenly see what has been hidden from your view. It was there all the time, but it was hidden from your view. The moment you see beyond the curtain for the first time and observe what has been there all along but not evident to you, that is what the Bible calls a revelation. Now, apply the meaning of this word to the realm of spiritual truths. The truths we now grasp and enjoy were always there in the realm of the spirit. The truth about the coming of the Lord. The truth about the signs of the times. The truth about being a true believer. See? Whatever truth we now can see in the Word of God, the Lord didn't put that in there yesterday. He didn't steal your Bible and put a couple words in and put your Bible back in place so you didn't know he moved it. No, these words and revelations were in the Bible from get-go. From the get-go, they were there. But they were veiled. They were hidden to us. It wasn't the time for these truths to be revealed yet. So they remained pure from our sight, even though they were always there. But once the right time came and the Holy Spirit removed the veil that obscured our view, our minds instantly saw it, and our minds instantly understood it. And when this happened, beloved, you and I had a revelation. Oh, thank God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Beloved, can you remember times in your past when you suddenly saw something in the Bible you had never seen before? Oh, it happens to me all the time. That's why I love the book. And I read it and I read it. And I say, well, where did that come from? I never saw that. I read this chapter 100 times and never saw this. It wasn't the time. It wasn't the time. See? But now, because it is the set time. Somebody said, now's the time. This is the set time. See? Now you see that what you couldn't see before. Huh? Oh, yeah. Glory be to God. Now's the time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me backtrack a little bit. Sometimes even with people. They was the same person you met 5, 10 years ago, but you were just blind. Yeah, you were just veiled. It was the same nice person, the same ignorant person. Ain't nothing changed, but only your eyes is open now. That's the only thing that done changed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The truth had been there all along, but it had been hidden from our eyes. Then suddenly one day, it was as if someone pulled the covers off that verse, and it literally jumped off the pages in front of you. I shared it with you guys. Glory be to God. It happens quite frequently, but I never forget. Sitting right here in my kitchen, reading the scriptures, glory be to God, one morning, and the veil was pulled, it was unveiled, God gave me a revelation, I saw in the word what was in the word all the time, but this was the first time I saw it, and I'm telling you, that revelation hit me so hard, it was like thunder ran, it was like electricity ran through me, I actually jumped off of the chair I was sitting on. I jumped up maybe about 4 or 5 inches up and came back down. It was like an electrical bolt. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, let me tell you, the word of God is alive. It's alive. Hallelujah. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces, amen, through the dividing asunder, soul and spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word of God, hallelujah, was written by a spiritual being. Why? Because God is a spirit. And he wrote the book called the Holy Bible. The book is a spiritual book. And he has given it to us, his children, and we are spiritual. We are spiritual, having a human experience. This is why the unbeliever cannot read the book, because they cannot understand the book, because the scripture says the carnal man cannot, indeed cannot, understand the book. Why? Because it's a spiritual book, and they're not spiritual because they're not born again. The only thing that Bible says to the unbeliever is get saved. Because they can't understand. Don't get upset when they can't understand. The natural man cannot conceive the things of the spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me give you that scripture. Hallelujah. As we wrap this up this morning, amen. Glory be to God. I want you to write this down in your notebooks. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Okay, you can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14, and it reads, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The Bible is a spiritual book. Glory be to God. And we blessed be the name of Jesus. So, beloved, so when that revelation comes, now we can see it. And not only do we see it, when the Lord allowed you to see it, he allowed you to understand it. Why? Because you just had a revelation. Ah, my God. Thank God for revelations. Oh, my God, I seek a revelation. Matter of fact, beloved, when I go into my Bible study, when I spend my time with the Lord every morning in the Word, I stay in the Word until I get a revelation. Now, I might get it the first 5 minutes, or I might get it the first hour, but I do not feel that my personal Bible study time with the Lord is complete until I get a revelation, until I see something I hadn't seen before. Yeah, it was there all the time. The widow woman was there all the time. Lazarus was there all the time. Elijah was there all the time. Paul was in jail all the time. But when you get that revelation, oh boy, you get happy. Now I can close the book. Now I got something to meditate on. Ah, feed my soul. I suck it. You ever suck on a chicken bone or them beef ribs? Y'all know, yo, sometimes you just suck the juice out of the bone. Huh? Matter of fact, the meat not even cook if you can't suck the bone. And I just like to suck it. That's what he means, meditate day and night. Take the meat off the bones and suck the bone. And watch the Lord, amen, just fill you with that sap. It's so nutritious, filled with vitamins. And I'm telling you, when the Lord gets finished, beloved, if you would endeavor to do that, stay in God's word every day till you get a revelation. When you get finished, baby, let me tell you something. You'll be ready for sermons. I wrote a book on one revelation. God gave me one revelation. That's where I wrote the book, The Eagle's Nest. And I think that's why that's the most popular book, because I'm always getting phone calls from everybody trying to do something with that book. God dropped that down. Why? It was a revelation. You'll be able to do the same thing. You'll be able to do the same thing, beloved. It is a fact that truth remains, that truths remain hidden until God chooses to reveal them to us. You can't see it until God reveal it to you. That is why Paul prayed for God to give the Ephesian church a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation. Because ain't nothing happen until God gives it up. The phrase to give in the Greek means to hand over completely to someone else. It could also be translated to impart. And because the Ephesian church needed wisdom beyond their own human understanding, anybody in the house this morning need wisdom beyond your own human understanding? I'm going to raise both my hands and both my feet. Matter of fact, I'm just going to stand up. Paul asked God to give them what they needed. Paul asked God to give them special insight that is not naturally attained. This is not a natural experience. This is a supernatural experience. Then Paul clarified what he meant by adding the word revelation. One expositor has said the verse could be better translated to read, to give unto you a spirit of wisdom, even revelation. See, revelation go a little bit deeper than wisdom. So, beloved, with this in consideration, let us look at this scripture again in the Greek. And I read, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you special insight. I'm talking about wisdom that is not naturally attained. This is the divine moment when the curtains are drawn back and you are supernaturally enabled to see what you could never see by yourself. And those of you that have had revelations, you know it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when God opened your eyes and you could say, I once was blind, but now I see. You're not talking about natural vision, your spiritual vision. I once was blind, but now I see. Beloved, God had all the answers the Ephesian believers needed. I come to tell you this morning that God has all the answers you need. There's not a situation that God don't have the answer. There's not a problem that God does not have the answer. There's not a challenge that God does not have the answer. There's not a dilemma that you might be in that God does not have the answer. God has all the answers. Jesus is the answer. There's never nothing too hard for God to do in your life because God has all the answers. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. There's no such thing as impossible on this world and in your life. Why? Because God has all the answers. You may have looked high. You may have looked low. You may have exhausted all of your options, so it seems. But God has all the answers. Oh, baby, there's a revelation. It just hasn't been revealed to you yet. By themselves, they would never have been smart enough to figure it all out. And it's amazing when God gives a revelation, it's so simple. Like, God comes up with easy stuff, but it was so easy that we never would have thought about it. And not only is it easy, it's peaceful. He comes with peace. He comes with ease. He comes in simplicity. It's like, wow. It's like a passage being opened. It's like I got to meditate on this some more and see if I can find some more accurate words to describe what it's like when you actually receive a revelation from God. When God says, this is the answer. This is the time. And when God doesn't make no mistake of Jacob, you know it's God. You don't have to, you won't doubt it. You won't have to second guess it. No, no, no. You will know it is God. This is the set time. Glory be to God. So Paul besought God to impart to them the wisdom they needed. Then Paul clarified that this kind of wisdom would only come to them by revelation, which only God can give. Man cannot give you revelation. You're going to talk to your doctors for 2 hours. I'm going to talk to your psychiatrist for 3 hours. I'm going to talk to all your family members. You don't talk to so many people, you're tired of talking, and not one of them gave you a revelation. You still don't have no peace. You still don't have no answers. Why? Because only God can give revelation. Baby, look, cut all the riffraff and save yourself some time and go straight to the King. You don't need everybody else's opinion because everybody got an opinion. They're going to be glad to share it with you. You don't need their opinion. You need the opinion of the man, of the God, of the person who can give you the wisdom and the revelation. Because then the revelation is the answer. Hallelujah. So, beloved, if you need direction and guidance today, stop right now and pray Paul's prayer in Ephesians 1:17 for your own life. Ask God to give you a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation. God has all the answers you need, and they're not as far from you as you may think. In one moment. I said in one moment. I didn't say overnight. I didn't say in a week, in a month. I didn't say when you finish your training, your college education, when you finish your course, after you put in 12 years on the job. No, 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 no. None of that. None of that. None of that. I said in one moment. God moves in moments. He said, I'm coming back in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In one moment, he can remove the veil of ignorance. I don't believe I didn't see that all this time. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I know I've been there. What? Say what? All this time, it was sitting right here in my living room. It was sitting here in my wallet, in my closet, all this time. I was with the person every day that had the answer that I was ignoring all this time. I don't believe it. When God finally pulled the covers in a moment and removed that veil of ignorance and helped you see clearly the things that you need to understand. Listen to me, and I'm finished. Now, this might seem simple, but you might need to write it down, especially those of you that are still trying to wake up. What you got to say, Pastor? Well, I hope you heard what I said over the last 20 minutes, but if not, hear this. All you have to do is ask. Say, what? Give me something deeper than that, baby. You don't need nothing deeper. You don't need nothing deeper. You got to learn how to operate on the surface. Matter of fact, that is deep. All you have to do is ask. You have not because you ask not. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Lord, we ask you to give us the insight and wisdom we need for this moment in our lives. There's so much that we need to know, and we are unable to figure it all out by ourselves. Today, we ask that the Holy Spirit will take away the veil that has obscured our view. We ask that our eyes be open to see exactly what we need to know. We ask you to give us a real revelation about our lives, a real revelation about our situation, a real revelation about the truth we need to know right now. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord, and we want to thank God for the word of God that will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he sent it forth to do. We pray that you have been blessed by it. I challenge you in your prayer and devotion time, when you sit down with the Lord, don't close the book until you get a revelation. Because let me say this, when you get the revelation, you ain't going to be able to do nothing else but close the book. Because you ain't going to be able to handle no more than that at that particular time. There was some revelation that took me weeks. I tried to get back to the Bible to pick up. That revelation had me stunned for weeks. That's how good God is. Amen and amen. All right. I promised you, amen. I was going to, amen, share with you some dates and form of announcements today. If you are a first-time visitor, amen, with us again, we welcome you, amen. We welcome you, amen. And to God be praised. Okay. All right. Things are coming along very good on this end, and to God be praised. Okay, I ask you to mark on your calendar next Monday, September the 20th at 7:30. And this is my birthday gift to you all. This is my birthday gift to you all. I'm going to have two. I'm going to have another one in October, and I'll be inviting more folks. But this one here is just for us in the ministry. I want to start with you guys. Amen. This is my gift. I'm going to do a Zoom meeting at 7:30 next Monday, and I'm asking all of you to show up. Now, if you're not familiar with the Zoom, amen, and you're still being challenged, we will give you a telephone number. You can call in. If you call in, you're going to miss some of the important visuals, but at least you won't miss the information that is being shared. So I'll be sending out everybody a link, and I'm asking you to come, and I'm asking you to bring three people with you. And I'm just asking you to watch the presentation. What Pastor, what you want us to do? I want you to come with your eyes open, come with your mind open, amen. No prejudgments, amen, and listen. Sometimes we come to a conclusion before we even get the information. The Bible calls that person a fool when you make a decision before you get all the facts. And it is not God's will for us to be ignorant. Now, what I'm going to do every day this week, I'm going to give you 20 reasons why you need to take a look at this. I just want you to come here and listen. Say, Pastor giving us a gift. It's a gift. I ain't quite sure yet. Amen. But all she wanted to do is come and take a look. Okay, so let me start today. All right, I'm going to give you 20 reasons why you need to be here. If you don't have an up-to-date will, you need to be here. If you don't understand the difference between a trust and a will, you need to be here. If your family members challenge your parents' will, sometimes your parents leave a will and you got family members fighting over it, okay? You need to be here at this presentation. You don't understand your health insurance plan or the new legislation. You need to be here at this presentation next Monday. And we're not going to keep you all night. We're talking about keeping you for about 1 hour. You are selected for an audit. All of a sudden, IRS want to call you in for an audit. You need to be here. Your parents died, and they left you as the executor of their estate. You don't know what to do. You need to be here. You are tired of hitting cell phone fees. What's all these fees? You need to be here. You do not have a retirement savings plan. You need to be here. You lost all your personal identification. What in the heck do you do next? You need to be here. You received a speeding ticket. Huh? Now what? You need to be here. You're thinking about buying a house or selling your house. You need to be here. They suspended your driver's license. Yes, they did. You need to be here. Your landlord wants to raise your rent in violation of your verbal agreement. You need to be at this meeting, at this presentation that Pastor Bradford, amen, is having next Monday at 7:30. Your teenager is accused of shoplifting. Say what? Yep, that happened. Now what you do? They was a bad boy, bad girl. It happens. Happened in my family, one of my sisters. Huh? Now what? You need to be here next Monday. You decide to change your name. I don't want this last name no more. We've been divorced for 10 years. I'm changing my name. For whatever reason, you're changing your name. You need to be here. Just bought a new, brand new washing machine, and that boy ain't working. I don't believe it. All that money I paid, you need to be here. Your creditors are threatening to take action against you for your ex-spouse's debt. No, you don't want me to pay my ex-spouse's debt. You think they don't? Yes, they will. What I do, Pastor, you need to be here next Monday. One of your neighbors reported you for child abuse. The school teacher reported you. The baby went to school with a little mark on her leg, and now they call DHS and report you for child abuse. What do I do? You need to be here next Monday and safeguard yourself, beloved, and know what's available to you. You decide you want to adopt a child. God bless you. I'm thinking about doing the same thing eventually. What do I do? And last but not least, a friend or your neighbor got injured on your property. You saw him put the banana peel down. But nevertheless, they called their lawyer and say they fell on your property. What you do? These are 20 reasons why. And I'm going to give you 20 more tomorrow. Matter of fact, I got 100 of them here. I'm going to give you 20 reasons, and we're going to cover all this in about an hour or less, and I'm asking you next Monday. I'm asking you. My birthday is the 28th, and what you want for your gift, Pastor, I want you to be at this meeting. I want you to be at this presentation. Why? Because it's time for us not to be ignorant. Just let me tell you something. Look, what good are rules and regulations, and what good are what good is all of that if they came out with a legislation in your favor, Biden in the White House, and you don't know about it? What good is it to you? How can something bless you and you don't even know what you got working for you, what's available to you? See, that's what separates us, especially in the Afro-American community, compared to a lot of the other community. They don't really have that much more than what we have. They have the knowledge. They know what's available to them. They know where to go and get it. While we're suffering, see, they're working through the loopholes. Well, those days are over. Those days are over. And it's speeding upon me as a pastor, because I have a responsibility not just for your spiritual well-being, but for the holistic part of you. Your mind, your finances, your the longevity, anything, everything that pertains to you. It is my responsibility. See, especially when I know everything is legit and fortified, glory be, and proven, then all I can do is bring it before you. And you take a look at it. And then you make the choice. Then you, but you won't say, Pat, if you ever find out later on that you needed it, see, and it probably still would be available, but you won't be able to say, Pastor showed us that, Pastor presented that a long time ago. Last year, last month. You know about the, yeah, I know about how you know my pastor. Your pastor down like that? Yeah. Revelation. All right. So that's on Monday the 20th. Now, mark your calendars for Wednesday night, September the 29th. That's the day after my birthday. We're not going to have no Bible study that night. We're having a prayer summit on the Wednesday the 29th and Thursday the 30th. It's going to be via Zoom. And we are inviting, we're going out, beloved. Now, let me tell you why I know we're going to be successful. Because God told me to do this. I wasn't thinking like this. God told me to post it. I have Erica working on it now. Post it on Facebook. Post it on social media. Post it on my media TV. Matter of fact, when we go on TV in the next 15 minutes, I'm telling everybody about it. Okay? The Lord said, have a special prayer summit. On that Wednesday, the 29th, we're going to be praying just for healing. And on that Thursday, we're going to be praying for family and finances. And this is what God told me to do. I knew he was doing something different. And I was waiting for him to unfold it. And God said, this is it. I said, thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to be reaching out to some of you prayer warriors. Glory be to God. I want us all to come in together. Now, I don't know who's going to be on this Zoom call at 7:30 on the 29th and the 30th. It might be just us. All right. Maybe that's the whatever ways whoever be there is supposed to be there. And we want to be there when the calls come in, when the petitions come in, when they put their request in that chat box. If you don't have internet, if you don't have a computer, you can call in. Don't worry. I'll give you a telephone number. You'll be able to call in. But I would like, and I'm asking you here in this ministry, if we can show up. God has elevated us to the nations. Oh, we thank God for the prayer call that we got going on here because miracles are happening here on ground level, on ground zero. See, but God is calling us up to the nations, beloved. We are rising up a nation of radical and successful believers. And what's the message for today? Now is the time. And so we're going to get together, and the Lord is going to show me how to do this. I'm not praying. I don't know how the Lord is going to do it, but all I know is I need you prayer warriors, the ones that's always praying, I need you to be here. The ones that's always here touching and agreeing, I need you to be here. And why? Because we have to take the gospel to the whole world. And so the Lord is saying prayer. And so what we're going to do next Wednesday, because I haven't been announcing our fasting day. This Wednesday right here, we want to fast for the upcoming two nights of prayer summit. We want to fast. Well, God already told me that miracles are going to happen via conference. Right in the airways, miracles are going to happen. People will be getting up from wheelchairs, all type of testimonies. Why? Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. I know God's going to do something because he's the one that called it. I shared it with y'all last week. God had already prepared me that he was doing something different. And God said, I'm moving in through prayer. So we're going to fast this Wednesday. And we're going to have this the end of the month. And next month in October, we're going to have it then again, the last Wednesday and the last Thursday in October. And then in November, we're going to have it the third Wednesday and the third Thursday because of Thanksgiving. Two nights a month, prayer summit. This is for ourselves and it's for others. Wednesday night for the sick, Thursday night for family and finances. Those are our three petitions. Because God said that's where people are hurting. That's where people are hurting. People are hurting with the spirit of sickness, glory be to God, and pain. Huh? One quarter of COVID now is children. You going to tell me you think people are not going to call in? Think we got to come up out of our circle now. Now, we're going to maintain what we got for right now. For right now, we're going to maintain the prayer altar, but I don't know. I'm just taking it. I'm just moving as the Spirit is leading me. But God said, we got to come up now. God is calling us higher, saints. And now is the time. And we ready for it. We ready. We've been in training for reigning for the last 10 years. The Lord says, time for promotion now. Come up a little bit high. Don't be scared. Although the giants will be there, we will not be afraid. So those are the 2 days, beloved. Next Monday, September the 20th, the last Wednesday and the last Thursday in this month, the 29th and the 30th, all at 7:30. I'm asking you to please support, please. That's my request to you. Will you please show up? Amen. Thank you. All right. Tomorrow I'll give you 20 more reasons why you need to be on next Monday's meeting. And to God be praised. All right. We will be at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock. And then Lord's willing back at 9. Amen. And God be praised, glory, and honor. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. God, you're doing something special. This is a new season. God, we're never going back to the way it was. It is no longer business as usual. It's business unusual. And we say thank you for orchestrating this and leading us and guiding us and directing us. We bless you, and we say thank you. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death. Accidents, incidents, and calamities. In Jesus' name. We just thank you for what you're doing, Father God. Thank you for finding us faithful. Because you said a faithful man shall abound in blessings. And we are blessed in the spirit before it manifests in the physical. So what you're doing right now, Father God, is a confirmation, Father God, that the promotion is already, you've already signed off on the promotion. Help us to stay focused. Help us to continue to remain in prayer and to pray for one another. And we thank you for the privilege to do so. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we pray now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, amen. He is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, amen. He is, amen, the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. Amen. In Jesus' name.
No weapon formed against me shall Although they've said I've never trapped you, I want you to know it.